The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. This was what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came to Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. It is you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you this evening? Are you able to hear me, those who are back? Good, because we have the new microphone. There is an old joke. A man who asked his pastor whether it was okay to smoke while he prayed. His pastor said, "Absolutely not. When you pray, you should be completely devoted to your prayers." So the man went to another priest, but he changed his question. "Would it be okay to pray while I smoke?" "Yes, of course," was the answer. And it's over. Missing. All the time missing. And no more missing. Today, we are on the last day of Christmas season. And from Monday, we enter into the ordinary season. So from tomorrow, Sunday, the Christmas joy, the Christmas celebration, the Christmas season will get an end. I hope that you are all out of tiredness of celebrating Christmas and New Year. As we know, today we are celebrating the feast of the baptism of the Lord in the River Jordan by John the Baptist. The baptism of the Lord is the great event at the end of Christmas season, because it is the occasion of the first public revelation of all the three persons in the Holy Trinity and the official revelation of Jesus as the Son of God to the world by God the Father. So, two important things on this celebration we need to remember. The Trinity, the Triune God, appears during the time of baptism of the Lord. And Jesus was officially revealed about his mission. These are the two things that we are celebrating today. How this baptism originated? How this baptism came to exist? Neither John nor Jesus invented baptism. It had been practiced for centuries among the Jews as a ritual equivalent to our confession. Until the fall of the temple in AD 70, it was common for Jewish people to use the spiritual pool called a mikveh, literally a collection of water, as a means of spiritual cleansing to remove spiritual impurity and sin. So they will have a pool water contained, and they will purify themselves from all their sins. And it has been so many centuries. So men took this bath weekly on the eve of the Sabbath, women monthly once. Converts were also expected to take this bath before entering Judaism. The Orthodox Jews still retained the rite. So they themselves cleansed themselves, taking the baptism in the water. And those who want to join in the Judaism, they have to follow this process of taking baptism. And still, this act is going on among the Judaism. So this is the background of the baptism. So baptism was before John the Baptist and before Jesus. So John preached that such a bath was a necessary preparation for the welcoming Messiah, by which we begin our life of faith. So, okay, it's all fine. Why did Jesus, the sinless Son of God, receive the baptism of repentance meant for sinners? This baptism is only for the sinners. Those who committed sin, they can receive the baptism. And those we commit sins, we cleanse ourselves through the sacrament of penance. So why the sinless Jesus? He has no any sin. Why Jesus received baptism? That is, we need to think about. So, John's preaching for the first time in Jewish history became aware of their sins and of their need for repentance. In other hand, the Jews had the traditional belief that only the Gentiles who embraced Jewish religion needed the baptism of repentance. For as God's chosen people, the Jewish race was holy. So, those who want to receive Jewish religion, please, they have to baptize, they have to cleanse themselves by receiving baptism. And the Jewish people think, we don't need of any baptism or any cleansing, because we are children of God. For us, no need of any baptism or any cleansing ourselves. We are children. That's all. Only the other people who wants to join in Jewish religion, they have to receive. So, what happened to Jesus? He is a Jew. And does he need baptism? Many fathers of the church explain that Jesus received baptism to identify himself to be like us and show the way to salvation. Just to identify himself like us, because he is also a human being. He has two forms, godly form and humanly form. So, to be like us, to live with us, to give salvation to us, he received baptism like ourselves. So during baptism of Jesus, two things takes place. This is very important, and this is the celebration that we are celebrating today. The first thing is, the Holy Spirit comes upon him and strengthens Jesus to begin his mission. To begin his mission, the Holy Spirit comes upon him. That is why during the baptism, not outside the baptism, during the baptism, the Holy Spirit comes upon him. This is what happens to all of us when we receive baptism, when our children receive baptism, to begin his mission. And second point is, the God the Father himself gives witness to Jesus saying, "You are my beloved son, with you I am well pleased." Here, God the Father himself gives witness to Jesus that he is my son. I am well pleased in him. This is the greatest witness that God the Father gave on behalf of Jesus. So the baptism of Jesus reveals who Jesus was and what he will do. So God the Father himself says, "He is my son." That's all. That is the first witness about Jesus. So, Jesus is the Son of God, and we will be sent to open the eyes of the blind, to bring back all the people to God who are living in the darkness. That is the mission of Jesus. Those who live in darkness, they will be brought back. That's why in the first reading we heard, "My words are not your words. My thoughts are not your thoughts." It is true. God has his own plans. And also he says about his plan, "I will send the rain on the earth. And when it rains, the land produces the fruit." When my word comes to you, the word must give the fruit. So Jesus is my word, and he will come to you, and he will proclaim about me, and he will proclaim about the kingdom of God. Listen to him and be fruitful. That is what Jesus did in his ministry. He came as a word of God among us to live and to teach us. So, here, Jesus has given a mission to save everyone, to teach everyone, to tell everyone about the heavenly kingdom. So, in the same way, when we receive baptism, we are also given the responsibility, a mission as given to us, that we must be like Jesus, proclaiming the kingdom of God to everyone. That is the mission we too receive in the baptism. Okay, we baptize the newborn babies. Do they know their responsibility about their baptism? Their mission about their baptism? No, they will not know. Then how they be a witness to Jesus? That's why we give godparents to tell the baby, to teach the baby everything. The godparents must teach the mission of that baby from the beginning. There he comes to know his mission. In that way, we need to be a mission to other people. This is the other responsibility that God has given to us on this feast day of baptism of the Lord. So, here on this feast day, we celebrate God the Father giving witness to Jesus that he is my son, beloved one, listen to him. And the Holy Spirit comes upon him and he anoints him to take his mission. In the same way, we are all given a mission, and let us reawake ourselves and let us bring out our mission to proclaim about the kingdom of God so that everyone may reach that kingdom.